Gris, protesting in San Francisco outside a Goodbye Foie Gras event. Executive chef at Bernardus Lodge, Cal Staminoff, has been part of efforts for the last 2 years to keep foie gras on the table.
We use it for a lot of our background, like for some of our soups, and it's it gives, instead of using butter, we use duck fat.
But anyone caught selling foie gras starting Sunday will face a $1,000 fine. Until then, it's on the Bernardus menu. Other local restaurants have sold out.
I think it's a little bit of taking away, you know, our rights to be able to eat what we want.
Staminoff says the delicacy is just one of the ingredients that make restaurants like his what they are.
There is, you know, quite a few of the upper end restaurants that do need to supply, you know, some indulgent ingredients like caviar and, you know, foie gras and truffles.
Now, the first fines that restaurants could see if they disobey this new ban is actually $250, and then it can grow from there. But restaurants and chefs really aren't entirely sure how this new ban is going to be policed. So that's something that they will watch going forward. But of course, they're going to try to obey that to start off with, Aaron.
All right, Brittany, thank you. Some restaurants tell us they've already sold out of their foie gras supplies. So if you are going out for that last foie gras meal, make sure you call ahead.